Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Mystical Matchmaker Podcast. I am your host, Marla Martinson, matchmaker, transformational life coach, author, tarot reader, energy healer, and yes, I'm a Gemini. I do all the things. So I welcome you back if you've been with me before, and if you're new, welcome, welcome. I usually start the podcast with just a little wisdom from Louise Hayes, Heart Thoughts, A Treasury of Inner Wisdom. So today, it is, I follow my inner wisdom. Work on doing what is right for you and getting in touch with your own inner voice. Your inner wisdom knows the right answers for you. Come from that wonderful, caring spot of your heart. Stay centered and love who you are. Know that you really are a divine, magnificent expression of life. No matter what is going on out there, you are centered. You have a right to your feelings. You have a right to your opinions. You just are. Work on loving yourself. Work on opening your heart. Sometimes it is scary to do that because the answers you get inside may be quite different from what your friends want you to do. Yet you know inwardly what is right for you. And if you follow this inner wisdom, you are at peace with your own being. Support yourself in making the right choices for yourself. When you are in doubt, ask yourself, am I coming from a loving space in my heart? Is this a decision that is nurturing for me? Is this right for me now? The decision you make at some later point, a day, a week, or a month later, may no longer be the right choice, and then you can change it. But ask in every moment, is this right for me? And say, I love myself, and I'm making the right choices. And so, you know, this brings up a lot of things that have been happening in the past couple of years since we've had this COVID and all of this. I know that there are a lot of people who are friends or family have been released from their lives, arguments or differences of opinion, people not being able to go to each other's for holidays because if one person doesn't have the jab, then they're not allowed in the other person's house or this and that. There's a lot of heartache and there's a lot of pain around this and confusion. And when Louise talks about work on opening your heart and also, you know, making sure that you're coming from your heart and doing what's right for you, not what other people want you to do. And not being and keeping your boundaries and staying sovereign and staying in that space. I had a couple of friends decide not to be friends with me anymore because I wouldn't do what they wanted me to do. One of them, of many, many years, it was shocking, over 50 years of friendship, wanted me to stop reading my oracle cards, my tarot cards, doing my channeling, my energy work, because he said it's condemned in the Bible and that I need to repent and he'll help me. And if I stop, then I can be friends. Then he can see me again. But until then, he can't see me because he's too afraid of getting a curse if he's in my presence. And so that was shocking after years. I thought we'd be friends till, you know, death do us part. It was a great friendship. But I had to just let that go. I'm not changing who I am or what I do to make someone else comfortable. Another friend said, if I didn't get the jab, we cannot be friends anymore. And so, again, releasing that, you know, they're welcome to go on their way. But it was a shock to the system and a shock to something that I would never thought would have, the behavior that I never thought would have happened. And so if you're going through something like this, there could be a myriad of reasons. You're disconnecting with people, maybe a job, situation, things. Stay true to yourself and know that It was interesting because in the past, if this would have happened to me, I don't think I would have been able to sleep at night. I would have been upset. My heart would have been racing. I would have been nervous, had anxiety, grief. And I didn't. I didn't. I allowed it. I knew that this had nothing to do with me, and it came from their fear of what their, you know, their beliefs and fear. Yeah, just all the word that comes up for me is fear. And so it was... I know in my subconscious that it's, you know, a big disappointment and everything, but I really feel I navigated it pretty well there. And if we stay sovereign and stay true to ourselves, it's going to help a lot. And just know that everybody's on their own path. All friendships, relationships, jobs, situations are not always meant to last a lifetime or forever. And there are things that we'll be moving into that will open up for us, other people that are more, maybe more aligned, or definitely more aligned, other work, other places to live. And so life is in constant change. Humans don't like change. It really throws us for a curve, right? When there's big change, but we can't help it. That's all there is, you know, that's life. It's a constant flow. And so I pulled some cards for us. I pulled an angel card. It's called Leap of Faith. I'm ready to take a leap, angels. Thank you for doing it with me. And don't forget to talk to your angels, your guardian angels, the angels and guides. We have free will, so we have to ask for their help. They're not just going to interfere and start doing stuff for us, you know. So we have to ask, and they're there. And out of the Starseed Oracle, we have the cosmic ancestor, seed the light by staying grounded. Don't forget to stay grounded, going out and sitting in nature, sitting on the ground, walking barefoot if you can is a really great thing to do. And I wanted to tell you that my next magical message circle that I'm having is on January 15th, and that's 2022. I can't believe it, 6 p.m. Pacific, and it's on Zoom. And if you haven't attended one of my circles, I limit it to about 8 people, and it's about an hour, could be hour and a half, where I do some energy healing, a little teaching, visualization, and then I go around and give everybody individual messages from the guides, little readings. So it's great. And I'm also rolling out a group coaching program for reinvention soon. So get on the best way to know what's going on is to get on my newsletter. I send one out pretty much once a week. It's at marlamartinson.com at my website. Just get on that newsletter to connect. So I have a really special guest for you today. This is a beautiful, beautiful soul that I met on Instagram, and I love her content and what she's doing. And her name is Rebecca Lesner Schlager. I hope I pronounced her name last name right. We'll find out. She's an author, podcaster, blogger, and vlogger. And she describes herself as a self-care rebel who has no shame going out wearing mismatched socks. Sounds like a woman after my own heart. Rebecca is the published author of fiction and nonfiction self-help books. In addition to the Mental Girl book series, she inspires self-love via her podcast, blog, and YouTube channel, where she shares wisdom and humorous commentary along her journey of healing anxiety. And I can't wait to talk to her because that's exactly what I was talking about, the anxiety. So, Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Oh, you sound wonderful.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Oh, everything you were saying, I was just feeling so comfortable. I was closing my eyes and just like, it was beautiful.
Wonderful. That's great. So, Rebecca, tell us about you. Now, how did you get to be who you are right now, to be an author, podcaster, blogger, and sharing these tools?
Well, I definitely think that our angels hooked us up because there were things that you were saying, and it was when I started Mental Girl, it was because I realized I wasn't being myself, and that's like the foundation of everything, is to like who you are. But I realized it was because I was constantly seeking validation and approval from everyone else but myself, and it became so apparent. Yeah. And the more I did that, it was kind of like the less I liked myself because I'm sort of scrambling for what everyone else is thinking about me. And then I had enough. And I started creating like this inner superhero that was, I need to be authentically me, even if that means someone's not going to like me.
Yeah.
And because you just can't keep being somebody else that you're not.
No, and that you can never please all, like they say, you can't please all the people all the time. You know, you can't, it'll never happen. So we have to please ourselves, and then the people that are meant to be with us will magnetize, you know, the frequency will come together. Absolutely.
It's true. And I started to like myself just as I was, with flaws and everything, whatever was coming up. But then I realized it was just becoming more apparent how much this, I don't know, it was kind of like these habits and patterns of asking people what they thought. And the reason why I didn't like myself was because it wasn't authentic. I actually wasn't sure if I was liking them. Not in a bad way. I accept everybody for who they are, but just like, you know, I would just sit there and I would hear people talk and thinking, this isn't resonating. But I always wanted to just like everybody. But you can still do that, but you just don't have to attach yourself to them like that.
Yeah.
And it started becoming a little bit fun. Like you start to, you reveal your, like what you were saying, you start to talk to yourself, like yourself. And the more and more you become yourself, you start to think, I may not be, it's like that resonating. Like you want to be you because you want to be liked for you.
Absolutely. Kind of. So tell us about this superhero. Who is she?
You know, it's funny. I started just creating like this, you know, well, if I wanted a superhero, I should become one for myself. And then I kind of called her Mental Girl. And I started writing. And the more I started writing, like the sass came out. And I started writing this book. It was actually very large at the time. And then I hired an editor and started playing with it. And I just sort of, it was like the first book is very sassy. I curse a lot. I think it was kind of like this awakening where I just went, I've been labeled by all these people and it's not me. But I took responsibility. Well, it's because I constantly asked for this validation approval, and then I got a little bit more sassy. And I was unveiling all these sort of labels and misinterpretations that were not me. So that first book is very sassy. It's kind of like, I'm done with that. But it's scary because then some people don't match you anymore.
Yeah, they don't bite. They're not on our frequency. Yeah.
No. In my book, I don't ever feel like I've created enemies necessarily, or I've never rejected anybody, I would say, but I've set up boundaries. Like there is nobody that can't come back if they are self-aware. That's like a thing. If somebody came back to me and said, "Hey, I've been working on myself," and I'm right there. But those boundaries were very important to me, because when you really realize that somebody wants you to be something that you're not, and how can you remain close? If that's
right,
constant.
I used to do that.
You let them go.
People would treat me bad or whatever, and I would just let them. I would still be friends with them. I would, you know, they'd stand me up or whatever, and I was like, why am I doing this? It's ridiculous. And it took me a long time, many years, to set those boundaries and say, no, this person is not respecting me or my time or anything. So why am I, you know, or yell at me? Oh, even until recently, a couple of years ago, there was this woman that would yell at me, and I would still meet her for lunch. I'm like, what in the hell are you doing, Marla?
Isn't that a weird awakening? Like you wish them well, but you ask yourself, you fully take responsibility. What am I doing? Like these patterns that repeat themselves. And you just feel like, I think this person, and then you really actually kind of kick it up. Not only are you doing yourself a favor, but you do them a favor. Let them go too. And then they get to go find people that resonate with them. And then you go and do your thing. But it's kind of scary a little bit, especially when you've been friends with someone for so long. Because I've had situations like you have too. That's how I found you too. I just like the way your wording was. You fully took responsibility for everything. but you also acknowledge, this isn't working for me.
Yeah, well, that's an important thing, is to take responsibility. So as a, you know, I'm a matchmaker and a coach. I've been matchmaking for 20 years, and I talk to a lot of singles, a lot of women, and then even with myself, being in for 40 years, I was in, verbally abusive relationships, you know, not all at once, but, you know, there were breaks in there, not long, but every man I would pick would treat me so badly. But I had to say, hey, wait a minute, who's the common denominator here? I'm the one who picks the guy. I'm the one who marries him. I'm the one who stays with him. I'm the one who, you know, and I'm like, okay, I have a lot. So I take responsibility. Okay, I could have left. I could have done something. I didn't have the tools. I was codependent, whatever. Yes, but I wasn't a prisoner. And so I do take my share, my responsibility, my frequency in there. And so that's when I started doing a lot of self-work. And the most important thing, and I'm sure you will agree, is for women, I just encourage us to, because it's so easy to say, yeah, this asshole and that jerk, and instead of saying, okay, well, where do I need to clean my stuff up? I take responsibility for this, my share. And it's freeing, because we can't change anybody
really
else
is.
Or just blaming them.
No.
So we can shift, and then we can go on to healthy choices. Yeah.
It's so true. I mean, you right as you were speaking, you just sound empowered. And it sounded, that's what I like, is where you just sort of acknowledge it. You don't allow it anymore. And you can still release it and get mad and, like, go into the woods and just let out all your anger. But you don't keep repeating the same sort of energy anymore.
Right.
And then you get your power back. You let them go. And it's like, wow,
yeah.
Hey.
And I screamed into a lot of pillows.
Good for you.
We got to get it out. Yeah, we got to get it out.
Well, I definitely think
you
have to get it out. I mean, I notice if I do the fake thing where everything is okay. No, it's not, because that's how I stayed in those situations. Everything is okay. I excused everything. You kind of have to roar out that unleashed sort of raw sort of animal thing, but no longer with them. And you don't carry it with you, so that you get another one of the same kind of person. So it's really empowering.
It is
really interesting.
I wrote in one of my latest posts. I kept getting going with another man. You know, a different man. Just no. What was it? The same. A different guy, but the same pair of pants. Or, no, the same guy in a different pair of pants. That's what it was. That's what it is.
I like that post.
A different pair of pants.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And I always try to, like, when I started this, I try to turn myself into, like, a scientist and a detective for me. Because the other thing I used to do was try to work it out with them. I don't do that a lot anymore. Like, no means no. I have to do this work with myself. But I always thought, I want everything sort of tidy. But a lot of times, if that person doesn't acknowledge that they're doing this work, there's nothing further to discuss.
Right.
Which makes you feel a little alone. You have to do a little bit more screaming, but, you know, and unleashing.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you do as much as you can to sort of walk away, but there's not that much work to do unless you hear those words. I'm self-aware and I'm taking responsibility too.
Yeah.
What you do,
and
you
what
pick
kind
up
of
your stuff and their stuff again.
I know. And your work, now, do you do coaching?
No,
share it on
I
your
don't.
YouTube
I don't have
podcast
all
or
that experience. I do more of, like, I feel like I'm a life humorist, and I try to reveal myself, so because I want other people to go, oh my God, there's somebody else out there that does this, and that's so I try to do a little bit of that, and then I make suggestions that work for me, you know, whatever works for me, I like to share, and then people can take it, for, you know, how they, you know, what however they want to. That's how my podcast is too. I try to just come up with little the things that I have in my toolbox and say, oh, I'm trying this right now. And because you said something interesting, sometimes something doesn't work anymore, and then you have to sort of kick it up and revamp again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like
we
that.
Can always, because everything's in a flow, and you can create nothing. You don't have to stick with anything. And so your podcast is called Mental Girl 2. How often do you upload? How often do you do it?
I've been actually doing 3 a week. I've been doing like one on Mondays and one on Fridays. But my Wednesday was kind of like I did like a little bit of a sassy or what if Wednesday, but I just recently turned it into a no news is good news. And I want to do this because I wanted to unleash a little bit of my sassy side, because I wanted to make it clear I'm not perfect. I'm not coming out going, everything is okay, because I am enlightened. I'm like, no, there's no way. Because if I say that, then I'm blocked from learning. I wanted to be like, I'm learning all the time. But my no news was good news. I'm just trying to encourage people to get off the news. I think that it's just, I'm noticing that it's just, it's not information at all.
Well, or looking for, I look for alternative. I don't, the mainstream, it's all, you know, owned by the pharmaceutical companies, of course. And, you know, the mainstream is not going to give you the real, it's whatever they're paid to say or what, you know, it's just not, it's not what you want to fill your head. But
investigate.
I like watching Russell Brand. He has a YouTube channel. He has 4 million.
Yes.
Followers.
He's someone who talks.
And
you hear it. It's a different tone.
Yeah, and he does his investigating on things, and then he says, "I'm neutral. I'm Switzerland," and he's just reporting on what he's finding. Nobody's influencing him on what to say. So that's where you got to find is people that aren't paid or influenced to say things. So that's where you get more of a pure. Information from. So we've got to dig into that, which I love. I love that. You know, I have the people I follow or watch because we want to stay informed, but we don't want to just be, I noticed a lot of people now, all they do is they just blurt out, they're just regurgitating what they heard on the news. They don't even know if it's
exactly
fact or real.
No.
Yeah.
The minute there's certain words and you can start to hear them and it just sounds like, what? And you even want to ask, you even know where this is coming from or what you're
right
and very closed off though to hearing anything else. And I just think that the best is the people that are constantly questioning, constantly open.
There's a lot of mind control going on, you know, over. So we need to. So do you work with energy? Do you do any energy healing or energy work? Frequency stuff.
You know, I think when I did some stuff when I think right before I wrote the second book, which was really good, and a lot of times I just do just a ton of self-care and try to do meditation and mindfulness and really just kind of trying to cultivate this, it's okay to know nothing. That's almost a good place to be, because then your mind kind of opens up to who knows. But if I'm constantly closed off and, you know, you can feel your body. Like I'm starting to be very aware of my body where you can feel it clenches. That's some of the work I'm trying to do. Are you right now or are you forward or backward? I'm questioning. If I'm feeling anxiety, I'm like, well, you just popped into the future. I'm getting a little angry and frustrated.
I'm looking, you're in the past. Right. Staying in the now is so important to try to do that. And I see your Mental Girl book, too. It's How to Survive the Internet While Really Trying. Do you find yourself wandering around the internet woods and bam, something scares or angers you? It's okay. There are things you can do to ground and protect yourself.
I'll just see something, get upset. And I don't usually respond. I'm very careful about responding because what's the point? You can tell when someone's closed-minded. There's nothing further to discuss. It's like all of that. Just take your power back.
If I get a net, like if it's rare that I do get, but if I get a rude or negative comment, like on my YouTube channel or something, I delete it. Some people leave them up.
Good
Most
for you.
People, I think, leave them there. They leave them there. Maybe they won't respond or they will. But I just, I delete it because I don't want that energy on my channel. I don't want their energy there. So I just delete it.
Well, I say good for you because I can't imagine what would be necessary about putting a negative one on yours. I mean, if you don't like what you hear, don't watch.
Yeah. Right.
What would
but
be the point to throw out?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, it was really kind of funny. I mean, I one of these groups that I created on Facebook, I created it last year. It had nothing really to do with my books, but I knew that I even was taking things too seriously and needed to lighten up. So I had started this group called, you know, Make Me Laugh. It has over 12,000 people in it now. It's all about funnies.
Oh, my gosh.
It's putting on funny.
Oh, good.
It kind of created itself on its own. So now I stick in my, like, memes for Mental Girl every once in a while.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I just let, and, you know, people send me things in. The one thing that I ask people to agree to is just no politics, no anger. I mean, it's really just about and encouraging people to put things in that are very relatable for everybody, which is mostly cats and silliness, dogs. But
what's it called?
It's been interesting. Now I changed it. I'm trying to remember what I think I said. I called it Make 'em Laugh. And I allow people to send me stuff in, and if it's universal or kind of, yeah, because it's my group. If it's funny, if I laugh, I put it on. If it's politics or odd or something a little bit instigate, at least if I feel it, I don't put it on. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I got somebody angry with me, and it was so odd because I hadn't really had that. I mean, it's really just funny. It was because. Somehow they got mad and they posted the comment on there. And I, like you, I sat there with it for a while because, of course, I'm human. I was just like, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke. This is a joke group. How do you get mad in a joke group? I had to sit with myself and say, okay, I don't know this person. It's okay. Allow, but release. And I did. I deleted it and blocked. And I just said, it's okay. And like I said, I rarely have that at all. But it was one of those moments. But there's just, it's how do you take something funny? And then I thought to myself, well, look, you're analyzing this too much. You need to just release it. It's okay. And she can be angry. But I was so proud of myself because the old me might have wanted to be like, well, why are you upset? How did you get, you know, and I went, none of that. Because I would have imagined if she really wanted to.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Go on.
I thought she'd email me privately. Oh, right, exactly. Well, a lot of these people are chickens, you know. They're not going to have a direct confrontation. They'll just make nasty comments, you know, the trolls and stuff. But when we do a lot of work on ourselves over a long period of time, our frequency goes up, our light is so bright, and my healer, I was having a session the other day, just some healing, and we were talking, and I said, yeah, three people are no longer my friends anymore. It just happened all within, you know, like over the summer, and she says, yeah, you know, when your light and your frequency is so high, it'll bring out people's shadow, and some of them will get mad. They'll get angry. They'll snap at you. And so that was kind of interesting to see that. I mean, I had so many shifts and changes in 2021. It really kicked my butt. It's so many things that I learned and gone through, and I cried through a lot of it, you know, but it's like I came out into January now, just getting stronger and stronger, and very interesting, the growth. You know, and just allowing things to shift and spin out if they need to spin out, and things that need to spin in will spin in. Just taking a deep breath on that one. So, are you still there? Hello? Rebecca? Ooh, what happened? All right, so I'm talking, and I don't know if Rebecca was dropped. What happened?
Rebecca?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hi. Yeah.
Hello?
It's me.
Yes, that's how it, I think it just got dropped.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
No problem. Well, you're back. Yeah, I can hear you.
That's so funny. I think the call just got dropped, but I thought, oh, I'll just call back.
Yeah, good thing you did. So before we go, tell us some of the things that you, a couple things that you do to for anxiety or for, you know, to some help, some of your favorite tools that you use for anger, anxiety, releasing.
Definitely.
Is there,
well,
you know, what did you?
I mean, I know exercise is just, you know, it's great. Taking, you even said, get out and walk and look at nature and be playful with that. And recently, actually, on my most recent podcast, I was talking about, like, sing therapy, where you just play a song and get as silly as possible and just sing your heart out.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And get as silly as you can, like, you know, where you just sing like an opera singer or, and it really kind of shifts everything. Like you kind of get all tingly inside.
Yeah.
And I sort of, as I was doing it, because there's a few people that I like to listen to, and they said, because your brain can't think of too many things at once, and if you're getting silly singing, you can't really hear all that anxiety because you're singing.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's fun. So I've been trying that on and then just having moments where I just don't do anything at all. And lay down and just, like, relax. I like those where, you know, where there's just
I let myself,
too much chatter going on.
Some days I work from bed, and when I was having some bad days last year, I just allowed myself to stay in bed and drink tea, and if I have to take my computer in there and sit in bed cozy with my dog and work from there, I worked from there.
Oh, good for you.
You know?
Good
yeah.
for you. See, because you're listening to yourself now. It's like it's
right.
a nice feeling, right? You just knew what you needed.
It's
I think
so
that's
great.
Nice. And that's one of my things, too, just all that self-care stuff. Just keep bringing it in. You just, you know what's good for you. I mean, I loved how you said about the angel thing. Ask your angels. They won't just zoom in on you. And then you listen, and it's nice.
Ask them for a sign. I have a little story about I was driving around Los Angeles. This was a few years ago, and I was just coming out of this parking lot, and I said, oh, I want to do a, hey, angel, I said, if you're really here with me, if my angel is here, please give me a sign. I want a sign. I swear to God, within 60 seconds, I came out of this parking lot, I turn on this street, and on the side of a building is written in big letters, angel. It was so amazing.
Oh,
so
like,
yeah.
That's
like, okay.
So neat.
Yeah, so that was pretty
good.
Oh, I good.
Like that. That is fabulous.
Good, quick sign.
Oh,
so
that
you can
is
ask
fabulous.
The signs, you guys.
I like
because
that.
Because some people are, they, yeah, some
I like
people
that.
Don't, are they like, oh, really? Yeah, they don't know if the angels are real or guides. And, yeah, we do have angels and guides. And you can ask for, you can do little experiments and ask them for a sign and things like that. And, you guys, you can always get a reading with me, too. If you want to know your angel's name or your guide's name or what they want you to know, so just go to my website, marlamartinson.com, and you can get a channeled reading. And so Rebecca's website is mentalgirl.com, and she's linked up at the podcast. And go check out her books and her podcast and blog and blogs and get some good tips on navigating all of this stuff and some humor. And Rebecca, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is a real pleasure. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad we met.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. I'm sending you much love. And until next time, bye now.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. If you love this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button. For more inspiration and to stay connected, find me on Instagram at The Mystical Matchmaker or my website, marlamartinson.com. Much, much love, and hope you have a mystical, magical day.